3.5 quarters of gritty stuff, and then got away from the bank. How do you assess it?
Yeah, very much similar. Last week, I thought, you know, the game goes over a couple of hours. I thought for three quarters we were pretty sound, and it was a real arm wrestle today. Both sides having their moments for 3.5 quarters, but I thought, you know, about 10 minutes into the last, their players with that profile of around 100 to 150 games, you know, Hunter, Cray, Bontempelli, they stood up and spread a bit off our mids in that space. And again, we've challenged really heavily around this game requires you to do it over and over again. A message is not going to change too much from last week. It's fundamentals over and over again. We turned some balls over through the middle. A couple of decisions going through the middle that we turned over and they got us the other way. A couple of free kicks as well against. So they're basic fundamental errors. And can't doubt the fight that we showed today. We won the contested possession against a team that's been going all right of late. They're renowned for their contested game, and we did all right in that space. But you've got to be able to do it for longer. And just now, as a footy club, we haven't been able to do it for long enough.
Quite offensively, we were trying to take the game on a bit more, but then, as you said, it was those fundamental errors. How hard is it to get that balance right as a coach, and how hard is it to coach?
Oh, no, we want our guys to keep taking the game on. Provided the decision's fine, we'll always celebrate that. If it's a fundamental skill error, well, that's a fundamental that you just got to keep working on technique. And if the decision's fine, we'll keep encouraging it. If they've missed it through a fundamental skill error, we've got to train it over and over again.
They were, I guess, scrappy going forward. They had a lot of the ball in terms of clearances and possessions. Do you think your defence and midfield did quite well at stopping them going inside cleanly?
Yeah, until the last quarter, they were well and truly under 50% score per entry. So we've held up all right down there. I thought Marchbank intercepted pretty well today. Simo had a fantastic game. Geez, you got to love. He's a great role model for our football club, 300 games. I thought Byrne tackled really well. You can see some of his speed and ability to tackle. But, other than the last quarter where their mids got away from us, our defence held up okay.
Spoken a lot about how many changes you've had to make in that back line today. Well, it might not be, there might be more people coming into that back line. Was it good to see them hold up the most of the game and be able to play and perform the way they did?
Yeah, it is. I want to always preface that we're not satisfied that we didn't get the result. But it's good they kept the percentage of scores per entry really low. It would have been in the 30s, possibly 30% of entries they would have scored against until the last quarter. I can see real glimpses of our spine. I can probably just get half a smile at the moment on the deconing goal and the celebration. He's loved by a lot. But you mix that up with Wiedering and Marchbank, Harry and Charlie, we can see what that's going to be like in time. I think everyone can appreciate that. I wasn't all totally consistent today, but you can appreciate that there's going to be some fair upside with those players up the middle of you. Off the park.
Speaking of your future, Cripps looked pretty sore, came off in the last quarter. How's he?
He's always feels sore. I've been asked that question every week. He'll always be sore after a game because he gets banged around. He had a contest there at the end. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what happened with that. I may have got him in the stomach, but every game he plays he's sore, so he will recover heavily for the last one.
It was an incident where tempers flared in the last quarter, Jed Lamb on Bont. What was your take on that?
Yeah, I didn't see it. It was off the play, wasn't it? Yeah. And there was a free kick, so I haven't looked at vision to understand it. Two competitive people going at it, I'd assume. A free kick was given away, so I have to look at why and how, because that resulted in a score in the last. So we need to be disciplined. I'll have to check if there is or isn't. But we like our players to play on the edge, but never cross over the edge.
Just on injuries, Charlie Kerno looked like he went down brace at three-quarter time and missed a fair chunk of the last. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I haven't heard otherwise. I haven't even had a medical report. What we just did then was look at their scores against in the last quarter and did a bit of our review just post-game. So there was no blurriness on what happened and why.
I'm sure you've been asked this before. Simo's keen to play on, I assume. When's he outstanding
for? Oh, you play on, John? No doubt about that.
Yeah.
We want him to. We need him to. He wants to. He'll just get it sorted through with his management and sauce. So important to have that type of player with our profile of list.
Beveridge was just asked about priority picks, you know, so the draft order, and his sentiment was he hopes there's no extra picks ahead of him in the draft. I imagine Carlton would feel completely different about how that might pay out if you go, if you want to go to the AFL. You would want to
report to him. I've answered this a little bit, and I'm really cognizant of the time in which I need to answer these questions because we're still in the season. I don't want to be distracted on what's coming. We need to go and deliver against Adelaide this weekend. We're just open-minded to what that looks like, that conversation at the end of the year. That's our take at the moment. I don't really want to elaborate it because it distracts players, it distracts me, it distracts coaches. We've just got to dig in for another week and then see where that's at.
Another one, bottles thrown on the field. That's, you know, they dealt with, but just obviously no place for that.
Yeah, I saw the bottle. I didn't see the throw. I saw someone going to fetch it. Yeah, I don't know why and how that happened. But we do have a duty to look after our players. Yeah.
Just long-term looking at the forward structure with the three key tools, all of them under 21 as well. Is that the way you want to go forward? I know a lot of other teams look at Richmond playing for one key forward. But do you think you can make it work going forward?
Yeah, I think there's no right way to play the game. You can see the grand finalists over the last 10 years. They've always got something that's unique to their team. Let it be a kicking game, a zoning team, Richmond with their forward pressure. You've got to work to the strengths of the list you have. So we've got building our list profile. That involves some really strong tools, and in time we'll work through exactly what that balance is like. But we're optimistic that a tall structure can work. I know Adelaide last year played in the grand final with a tall structure and it was quite effective up until that last game.
And just on Tommy's first game, touch on it before, but how do you assess his performance?
Yeah, there's a few arms and legs going everywhere. That's typical of a young guy in their first year, and particularly a ruckman. But you can see he throws himself at the contest. He's tidying up his skill level. He just loves playing. It's amazing. You know, some guys take a while in AFL to work this out, but your career is owned so much by what you do above and beyond the normal program that's delivered. So every team delivers their own program, but all players know this. The very best who grow really quickly, they do above and beyond that. Matty Lobey's been a real role model for him. He's taken him in to watch opposition ruckman and vision, and he's just got this insatiable hunger to grow. That will pay him and us back in time. But I like the foundations he's laid in trying to own his career. He hasn't given up and just gets a game late, so that's a good sign.
Okay, so they're building his tank, he's getting up the ground. Seems like he had a good foundation
in
the AFL.
Yeah, and I understand the conversations about trying to play him, but I think people now can recognise why we didn't. We needed consistency of training and consistency of games, and that allows players to work at the level required, and Harry's now starting to do that and getting some individual reward. You do it too early, confidence goes up and down, and coaches get frustrated with players and players get frustrated with themselves. So we think we've handled that one exactly the right way.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.